Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Cold and wind-blown.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, it's windy out there this morning, too. I saw Kendall chasing his hat down the road a little bit ago. You held it on your head. Yeah, you kind of had to, didn't you? It's a little breezy out there this morning, and lucky us, the wind is coming kind of out of the northwest, which makes it a nice warm breeze this time of the year, right? Not so much. 19 degrees outside right now, so be prepared if you're heading out this morning. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a bit of a face full this morning. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got in a large used upright freezer. Works good. Use department-sized gas range in good condition. Also a 30-inch gas range, also in good condition. Still have that used Maytag drying center near new. Use stack washer-dryer combinations. We have two of those, one of them less than a year old. Got that 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater. Three smooth-top electric ranges, all in good condition. Use microwave hood combination, $35, and take your pick and guaranteed to work. Use under-counter dishwasher. We have several of those. Used electric and gas clothes dryers, two used front-load washer-dryer combinations with pedestals, and one used front-load washer and two other used top-load washers. Do have Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG refrigerators in stock. Got over 75 units, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Do have some closeouts on some models, particularly in stainless steel, and, of course, we give top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. Gas and electric water heaters, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, tis the season to start thinking about how you're going to pay all those bills that are going to come in the mail when the credit card statement gets here shortly after we burned a hole through that card during the course of the Christmas holiday season. We know that every year, and every year it's the time that a lot of folks try to see if they can steal some money away from you through that credit card account and whatever else. But in fact, I took a call just the other day, too. Scams are heating up when the weather gets cold, it seems like. I guess these folks must realize that here in the Midwest, we spend a lot more time indoors, so it's a lot easier to find us if they call us on the phone. I took another call yesterday, as a matter of fact, from a fellow here locally who was talking about a different type of scam, again, where he said that they were trying to raise money for the police and what have you, and he was a little concerned about it. He called the local police department. They said, we're not doing anything like that. You know, whether it's legit or not, it's up to you, but, if you have any doubts, I'd say just hang up. It's no sense in prolonging a conversation you're really not terribly interested in at that point. But there have been several different types of scams. Utility scams seems to have been popular here lately, too. The Attorney General's office here in Iowa was talking about how recently a Mid-American Energy reported a phone scam in the Des Moines area where someone who claimed to represent Mid-American contacted a number of customers claiming that they needed to make an immediate payment to avoid disconnection. Fear is a great motivator, and scam artists love to use a little bit of fear when they're trying to steal your money. Also, they said Alliant Energy customers in Marshalltown and Perry lost several hundred dollars each when a caller convinced them that they owed back payments to the utility company. Now, neither customer owed any money, but they responded to the threat of being disconnected by paying instantly through buying a prepaid credit card. And there went the money. Throughout the year, callers around the country report receiving several calls from people who claim that the federal government was providing credits or applying payments to utility bills, and the customers could qualify by providing personal information like their bank account info and social security numbers. Once again, those kinds of questions should be immediate red flags for you to disconnect the call. You know, a lot of these scams start with different types of stories. They can involve any number of utility providers, but the ways to avoid becoming a victim are usually the same. And you just don't want to give your financial or personal information out over the phone or through email or anywhere unless you're the one who initiated the conversation and you absolutely 100% know who you're dealing with. And if somebody just calls you out of the blue and says, hey, you have to pay right now, and they start requesting personal information, just hang up. obviously something's just not right. There are a lot of things that go on there that can really talk you into a circle. These folks are desperate folks, and in some cases they're kind of professionals doing this. This is what they do for a living, is try to cheat people. So they're kind of good at what they do. So the longer you stay on the phone, the more confused and tied into that web you can get. It's just easier just to hang up. I know in Iowa we tend to be very polite people, and we don't like to treat people with disrespect, but these are criminals, remember. Hang up. No need to say goodbye or thank you or anything else. Click is good enough. Just hang the phone. If you have any concerns about things like that or a call you've received along those lines, get a hold of your utility provider. Just call the phone number listed on your monthly bill or in your local phone book or a number you've used in the past. Your utility company can always confirm whether they contacted you, and they can confirm your bill payments, any service work or a service call, anything like that. Scammers can spoof caller ID displays, which means that they can mask the call's true origin and make it appear as if the call is coming from the utility. So just because your caller ID might seem like the call is legit, it may or may not be. Now, some other things as far as tips and what have you go. Now, these are things that we should be pretty aware of by now, but sometimes we need a little reminding. They always suggest that, A, you don't provide your Social Security number, your credit card numbers, or bank account information to anyone who requests that information if they made an unsolicited phone call or perhaps an unannounced visit to your front door. If you didn't initiate the conversation, it shouldn't go any further. Also, if someone calls claiming they represent your local utility provider and they demand any kind of immediate payments or your personal information, make sure you just hang up. Call the customer service number on your utility bill and don't give in to any high-pressure call seeking any personal information. And never allow anyone into your home for an unannounced visit to check your electrical wiring, cable or phone lines, natural gas pipes, or your appliances unless you have a scheduled appointment or you are aware of any confirmed problem. Anytime a utility employee arrives at your door, you want to require that employee to produce some sort of proper identification. And don't be afraid of confirming the visit with the utility company either, just to be on the safe side. Now, if you do find anything that you kind of think maybe just smells just a little bit, anything that you think might be a little off the straight and narrow, you should always report any attempted scams to law enforcement. Now, and to err on the side of caution with that, too, not everything that happens, sometimes when people call, for example, saying that we're trying to raise money for, whatever, and maybe you call that local agency, let's just say the sheriff's office or something, let's say you call the sheriff's office and they tell you, well, no, we're not raising any money for that. Now, that doesn't automatically mean it's necessarily a scam. It could be an organization that provides what have you. But the bottom line is, if you don't feel comfortable making the donation, then don't do it. It's just that simple. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a scam, but I'd still follow up and make that phone call just to check, and then they're aware of it. So if there are any problems that come up later, they kind of have a track record of what was going on, too. You can report those types of things to your local law enforcement agencies, whether it be police or sheriff's offices. It's nice that they are aware of things like that, too. If one person in an area gets a call, sometimes there might be more than one. And sometimes when they get those kind of phone calls, if they get kind of a pattern going, they'll get a hold of local news media, like us, for example. We put it on the air, and all of a sudden they get more calls from people saying, yeah, I got that too. And all of a sudden you start to see a pattern forming, so we can maybe stop that before it gets too far down the line. Also, you can contact the Attorney General's office here in Iowa as well. And some other things that you should watch for, too. Identity theft warning signs. This is the season for identity theft because we've used credit cards so much during the giving season. Things to watch for would be unauthorized charges on your credit card. Do you actually look at the statement when you get it? I mean, some people are very detailed, and they will keep receipts all month long of any purchases they made. They will sit down, they'll reconcile the receipts with the credit card statement. For some of us, we rarely ever use our credit cards. I can pretty much, for example, keep track of how often I use it in my head. I hardly ever use it, so just kind of the way it is. I might have two charges on mine in a month, and I know exactly what they are by looking at them. So for me, it's pretty easy. For some folks, it might be a little bit more difficult, but look at them so you see if there are any unauthorized charges. Also, did you receive any credit cards that you didn't ask for? Do you have any missing credit card bills? Have you not gotten your bill when you should have? Sometimes that's a little scam thing, too. One way they can steal some of your personal information is simply by taking things out of a mailbox. Calls or letters from debt collectors or businesses that about merchandise that you didn't buy or services that you didn't authorize would be a warning sign. Being denied credit or offered credit at less favorable terms for no apparent reason, if you've got a good history but all of a sudden you're not getting a good deal. And unauthorized credit cards or charges on your to your credit report as well. And that's another thing, too, is protecting yourself if you suspect someone stole personal information. You can always contact creditors, the credit card companies, banks, other lenders, to determine whether there's any suspicious or unauthorized activity on your accounts. Remember, you're also entitled to a free copy of your credit report every year. You can order that and then review it for any problems. Contact any of the three credit to consumer reporting companies to place a fraud alert on your credit report if you do see anything, too. A fraud alert doesn't block potential new credit, but it does place a comment on your history there, too. You can consider placing a credit freeze on your credit reports as well. That means your credit file can't be shared with any potential creditors or insurance companies. Now, you too won't be able to open new credit while the freeze is in place, but you can always talk to them about that. And remain alert because it's especially important in the first year following the loss of any personal information. Equifax, Experian, TransUnion are the three major credit reporting agencies, and you are allowed one free credit report each year. It's an annual thing from them where you don't have to pay for it, and you can request it online or by calling the annual credit report number, and you can get one every 4 months and then keep track of those as you go. Just get one of those every 4 months so you're constantly looking throughout the year with your credit reports. Make sure everything is right on those too. Christmas was supposed to have been a happy time. We don't want January to be a very unhappy time when folks find that someone's been goofing around with things they have no business in. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren this morning so he can tell us more today about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got the Luxury Water Softeners. It's an Iowa company. Freezers chest and upright by a man in Whirlpool. And Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of all sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool, Man and Maytag LG. In stock, we've got a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order, such as cooktops, built-in ovens, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Lots of washers and dryers in top load and front load, in small, large, and super capacity. If space is a problem, we have several models in stack-type units. We offer Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and LG, and, of course, also Speed Queen. They're made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S. It's Thursday. Pots on. The peanuts are out. I'll be there until 8 this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.